Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and two of the women who run two of the local winter markets in Northampton and across the bridge.
Okay, here's a quiz for you, Monty.
Yes.
When did the first winter market start in Massachusetts?
2000.
You got the right century.
Seven.
2008.
Oh, so close.
And where?
We'll give it to
where?
Him.
Greenfield, Juanita Nelson. Grandma Nita, as our family called her, we were lucky enough to know her a little bit while she was still here. One of my heroes that I've gotten to know through
Shiro's.
Shiro's indeed. And passing on that legacy to Allie Diamond, who is with the Northampton Winter Market, and Kathleen O'Keefe, who's at the Winter Market at the Hampshire Mall, and has an iPad still in the iPad box.
Yeah, this is actually a first from our market. Normally, we borrowed the one from CISA. So we graduated this year.
This
is the market iPad, and it lives in its box.
I thought this was just personally yours, and I was like, this is really, you know, forget about buying a case.
Yeah, just keep it in the box.
It came with a case.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Now, one reason we should talk about maybe the technology behind this and how CISA is involved in this as well is that something that's come up over the last few years that people love is HIP. Healthy Incentives
Absolutely.
Program that, very long story short, gives back to people who are on SNAP the money that they spend on food at certain farms and farmers markets when they're buying fresh local vegetables. They need it. It's good for the farmers. It's a great way to spend our resources as a commonwealth. And that is ending. Again, there's an interim gap period that will begin tomorrow night at midnight.
Yes. And then it will be closed down until May 15th. And even though our legislators in Western Mass have been great on this issue, it's not getting the funding it needs to continue year round. So people will hear more about this at some point, because we're hoping that starting in July 2020, it will be funded at $10.5 million.
Which would take it for the whole year.
Hopefully.
If I come to both of your markets, either the Winter Farmers Market at the Hampshire Mall or the Northampton Winter Market, which is where?
At the Northampton Senior Center.
You have farmers there that have the HIP software, or are you as a market having the HIP software and then crediting the people with wooden nickels or something like some farmers markets do?
Each different farmers market has a different number of HIP vendors. So at the Northampton Winter Farmers Market, all of our produce vendors are enrolled in the HIP program. So that means we have 5 HIP vendors.
And what about at the Hampshire Mall?
We can actually process HIP on produce vendors' behalf.
Oh, really?
Which is a nice feature because only have 2 weekly produce vendors. And, you know, the state limits the number of produce vendors that can actually accept HIP. Not every farm is a HIP vendor, although if you're shopping at a farmer's market or a farm stand or with the farm, they can be eligible for those funds.
It's worth noting that we're lucky in the sort of the Hampshire Franklin County area for this, but as with so many things, the inequity when it comes to farms and this in Hampden County and Holyoke and Springfield, it's such a small number of HIP-enabled farms. And
the winter's market at Forest Park in Springfield does take HIP. There are vendors there. So when HIP's available, the Springfield winter market at Forest Park does take HIP.
But at midnight on Saturday, or technically Sunday, it's over for a while. That's the bad news. The good news is that the next Saturday, Leap Day, not only do you get an extra day of your life, but you are both celebrating your Winter Fair. What's happening at Winter Fair Northampton?
We're going to have our usual fantastic assortment of weekly vendors. We also are going to have music by Dave Dersham, and we're going to have 3 different workshops going on. And they're all going to kind of feature like a DIY theme. Mm-hmm. So first, we're going to have a gi workshop.
Where you learn how to put on your karate uniform.
You learn how to put that on. Yep. And then after that, you actually learn about the history and how to make gi with somebody from Full Moon Ghee, Hannah Jacobson Hardy.
Ghee is clarified butter.
Ghee is clarified butter. So she's going to cover that. And then we're going to have somebody from Mycoterra teaching you how to grow mushrooms in your house.
On purpose, not just where the mold is accumulating, right?
Intentional mushrooms. Yeah. At your house. And then we also have Jade from Milk and Honey Herbs is going to be doing a DIY fire cider workshop.
Oh, fun. And that's on Leap Day. Kathleen, at the Winter Farmers Market at the Hampshire Mall, what are you doing for your winter fair?
We're doing something a little bit different this year. Our focus this year is going to be on the climate change and what we are experiencing and what the area community groups are doing about it. The Center for Ecotechnology will be around. Sunrise Movement East Hampton will be there. The Red Brigade and Extinction Rebellion will be there. I'm hoping that people will be able to come to market, support their local farmers and local vendors, and also connect with area groups in a way that's meaningful and like lasting.
One thing I do see in common about both markets, you both have chosen to have markets in places you usually don't have them. I'd love you both to share a little bit how you decided, made those decisions on location.
Kathleen, from the one that's at the Hampshire Mall?
Yeah, this is kind of a controversial move, actually, for us. If you don't know the history of our market, we were having a hard time keeping the market alive. We were losing vendors. We were getting fewer customers. The space was very expensive where we were. So we started looking at alternative spaces in Amherst, around Amherst, and we looked around 12, 15 different spots, and nothing really worked for us. There was no parking, or they couldn't guarantee the space for 16 Saturdays in the winter when other people want to use the space. You know, there's a lot of things that go into this market. So someone had thrown out the suggestion, and I went, and I was like, I don't even know where I'm going, really. And I went and sort of just sat in the space for a couple of hours and watched everybody coming through market. And I was like, you know, this actually could really work. This is where other people are, and that's what this market needs. Mm-hmm. You know, there is still some contention about the fact that we've sold out being in the mall, but I think it's...
Maybe it's a takeover.
I think that's more what it is. Yeah. We are taking it over. And the number of people who come through market are like, wow, this is so great to see this space being used like this.
Plus, malls have had to reinvent themselves anyway.
Exactly.
So now instead of going to the Chess King or whatever the mall stores used to be, Spencer Gifts, you can go there and it's like bowling and there's like indoor karting. And
there's axe throwing.
Axe throwing, exactly. And a farmer's market. Go to the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What about the senior center in Northampton where the winter market is there, Allie?
So we really love our location so much, and that is just because it has such great access. So you can get there by foot if you live in a residential area near downtown Northampton. It's very close to the highway. We have people who are coming from Chicopee, from Springfield. You know, we have people who can walk from downtown, who can walk from Smith College, who can take the bus there. Our old location was really great, but it was really mostly accessible by car. And we feel like, and we have seen this in the market, is that we are just reaching so many more people because of this accessible location. And we just feel that is one of the most important things. Like, the market is also about food access, and we are really being able to help people with that by having it at the senior center. It's a fully accessible building. There's a great parking lot, and it's just so convenient to so many people. It's near low-income housing in Northampton, which I think is really important. We also really like being at the senior center. You know, people come in, and they're like, this is such a great facility.
And remember, if you're on SNAP, your hip will run out at midnight tomorrow, Saturday night. So go to the winter market at the Hampshire Mall or go to the winter market in Northampton at the Senior Center and use that as our community trust and resource in you as a Commonwealth with our tax dollars. And we want you to use it and have fresh, healthy food, but don't let it run out. And we'll work to make sure that that doesn't happen next year, I hope. Allie Diamond from the Northampton Winter Market and Kathleen O'Keefe from the Winter Farmers Market at the Hampshire Mall, and Phil Corman from CESA, who's done so much great work
here,
with
here.
HIP and advocating for that, buylocalfood.org.